Let's just pray, shall we? Father God, we thank you because you're an amazing God, an awesome God, a great, great God. We thank you for the way that you are guiding us as a church, for the way you're working in and through us. And may you continue to do that in Jesus' name. And God's people said, amen. Amen. Thank you, ladies. How many people are on social media? Facebook, Twitter, all that sort of stuff, emails. How many people have been sent some fantastic stuff about Christmas? Yep. How many of you have seen it all before? Yeah. I got sent one yesterday by God and Country, for God and Country. It's a band, and they're playing my favorite Christmas carol of Little Drummer Boy. But the really cool thing is like there's 22 sets of drums on stage with gongs and everything. And it starts with a guy playing the old drum in front of him, just that sort of thing. And he starts it, and it's just amazing. Really, really top quality stuff. And there's another one I got sent that apparently gets the rounds. There's one person, one of my friends, sends it on the first day of Christmas, which apparently to some people is the first day of December. And she sends it out on social media every year for the last 10 years. And it's this gorgeous, and I showed it, I loved it so much, I showed it to Cynthia this year, and it's this gorgeous little girl in a children's church choir, it looks like, and they're singing a song that has, hallelujah, I got you, Andrew, pay attention, hallelujah, it's got hallelujah in it, and this little girl, whenever it happens, she goes, hallelujah, and she sings at the top of her voice, and I'm just loving it, because all the other kids are singing, hallelujah, and she's going, top of her voice, and I'm just thinking it's brilliant, it's so good. And I take it through to Cynthia, and she goes, she's singing terrible. Okay, it's what I heard. So there's lots of things that get sent through. Now, I got sent through one on email, which I'm going to share. Kids, you want to come on down the front? This one's for you. It's got puppets in it, and it's got great music, and it's got, for the adults, great words. You may not enjoy the puppets, you may not enjoy the music, but the words, just read the words. The words are really, really clever and actually very powerful, and there will be questions during the sermon about the words, okay? So listen to the words. It's the first time I've seen it. Now, you may have seen it because apparently it's had 21 billion shares, so I'm not the first person to see it, so you may have seen it. If you have, then just enjoy it. Let it roll over you like a wave at the surf. But I think it's brilliant. And kids, this one's for you with the puppets. Number one, you got your envelope? All those with the envelopes, number one, two, three, and four, bring them up. Go grab your envelope. Number one, two, three, and four, come up the front, please. Five and six, you get to live a little bit longer. One, two, three, four. So number one, you're number one. Very good. Who's number two? And number three. And number four. Very good. You may now open your envelopes. And whatever is inside the envelope, you have to read out. Okay? All right. Here we go. You ready? All right. Here's the microphone. And once you finish, you pass it on down the line. You ready to go?
Wait, the microphone.
Yes.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Isaiah 7:14, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Matthew 1, verse 23, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us.
Do I get some too? All right, oh, thank you. Luke 2:7, and she gave birth to her first son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Randall. That's it. Oh,
finished.
Now you guys get to keep them. Merry Christmas. That's my present to you. A verse from the Bible. That's a good present. That's very good. Thank you very much. Now you can come and do your colouring in that now if you want. Four verses from the Bible. Four. Two Old Testament, two New Testament. And we know that's only the tip of the iceberg on all the verses that are about the birth of Jesus. The birth of Jesus. And a couple of times in those passages we heard the word what? Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Which is God is with us. So this is an important event that the Bible talks about again and again and again. It is a significant event. It is a time where God, the Creator, comes to earth. That just is incredible. It's wonderful. It is full of wonder. We have light into darkness. We have the crib to the cross. We have creation through to Redeemer. Significant events and significant things taking place. I want to give us a couple of facts as we go through this time of exploring this morning. The first one is, this event takes place because God loves you. It's all part of His plan from the Old Testament right through the New Testament. God was working out His way that He could show His love to you and to me. And the best way He could do it, the best way He could show each and every one of us was to grab His whole being and bring Himself down onto earth as Emmanuel, God with us. The second fact is God is one. He is three in one, but He's one. Some religions throughout the world think Christians worship three gods. That's not true at all. We have one God in the form of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's a complex understanding. I had to do a paper on it called the Trinity Paper when I was at Bible College, and I spent a number of times writing this paper and ripping it up and starting again, and at the end of it, I wrote something that I understood and handed it in and got a B+. So fair enough. I was happy with that. But it's a complex understanding of the Trinity. At Bible College, we mucked around with it. It's like a three-leaf clover. We talked about water, steam, and ice, three in one different ways. And one of the best ones I understand it is who I am. I am a father, I am a husband, and I am a pastor. And I work in those three ways all the time. I'm forever a pastor. Wherever I go, I'm a pastor. Where I'm down the beach, they know me as the chaplain pastor. But wherever I go, I'm Cynthia's husband. I'm Cynthia's husband. I'm always her husband. It just doesn't stop happening when I put on my pastor cap. It's always the way. And I'm always the father of Jamie and Michaela. Now it's a little bit complex, this understanding, because Jamie, up until just recently, comes into the office and donates her time to work in the office. And so she comes in to work in the CIA, where she works for the senior pastor of this church. And sometimes she finds the senior pastor of this church a grumpy bloke to work for. And because he tells her what she has to do, and she sometimes slips into, "Dad, I know what I'm doing." And I say, "Excuse me, I'm not your father. I'm the senior pastor at Quina Life Baptist Church. I'm telling you how to do things, and this is the way we do things at the church. I'm the senior pastor." People do not back chat the senior pastor at this church. So she gets confused on the Trinity of Dad. My wife, though, sometimes struggles with this as well, because sometimes she comes up to me and says, "Honey, my husband, I really want to go to the movies with you." And I'll go, "Oh, what movie do you want to see?" "Well, there's this new movie. It's got Hugh Jackman in it." And I go, "Oh, Hugh Jackman, I like Hugh Jackman. Wolverine and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, I like Hugh Jackman. But it's The Greatest Show..." "No, no. That's a musical, honey. You're conning me. You're trying to get me to go to a movie with Hugh Jackman, but it's a musical. It's a musical. I mean, I run up a great big green hill, and when I get on top of it, I don't go, 'The hills are alive.' That just doesn't happen. It's not real. And so, you know, when I'm in the rain, I don't dance. I'm singing in the rain. It just doesn't happen. Musicals are not real." "Looks like I'm going to see The Greatest Showman. Thanks, Mark Owen." But when I get to the punchline, I say, look, honey, it's not my fault. The pastor at our church wants me to do some work for the church, and I've got to help him out because he's working too hard. Three in one. God is one, even in three. Second fact is God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Amen? So what he did then, he does today, and he can do it again tomorrow. We need to make sure we do that. The people of Israel got that through the stories of the Old Testament. So they could say again and again and again, this is what God did. He did it here at the Passover. He did it at the crossing of the river. He did it again here. He did it again. He did it again. And they tell those stories so they know what he did then, he can do now. I used the same process with the Broncos. They won a grand final once. They can do it again. We can get there. But God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Those three things. God loves us. He is three in one, one God. And he's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow are all entwined. Everything that he's about is spiritual. It is him. It is all about him in all the ways that he does things. And so whatever you do, and whenever you do it, and wherever you do it, you're with God. The Bible tells us loudly and clearly, he never leaves us nor forsakes us. Although my mum used to tell me that when I did 120 kilometres an hour in the car, that God would leave. He would get out of the car and leave, and I'd be by myself. Which is a really cruel thing to do, because when I'm doing 120 kilometres an hour in the car, or faster, I need God. But God is always with us. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. So this amazing story about the baby being born, this child will change your life. This child will transform your life into something amazing and wonderful. This child, born in a manger, lived his life, an amazing life, a brilliant carpenter, trained some disciples, went to the cross, died on that cross, rose again 3 days later, and poured out gifts on the early church. But here's the other one. He's coming again soon. We can say soon because today is sooner than yesterday. Amen? So it's soon. It's coming. He will come back. So it's all about his love for you and for me. It's all about him wanting to work in and through us in the form of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So when we look at this little baby, you might look at the baby Jesus and say, wow, that's pretty amazing. That's the baby Jesus. But this is God, Emmanuel. God, the creator of everything that is or was or ever will be, came as a baby. Hopeless. Helpless. Not hopeless. Helpless. Helpless. Needing a mother, a young girl to look after him. And all she could do was put him in a manger. But that child changed his parents' life to something wonderful. That child will change your life to something wonderful. Something incredible. Now, those people have got number 5 and number 6. Can you come up the front, please? Number 5 and number 6. Thank you very much. You're a beautiful young lady. How are you? She's my niece. Okay, Pamela, number 6 over here. All right, you may open your envelopes, your presents from me. And you get to read them out to everybody here. Thank you.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but should have eternal life.
Galatians 4:4. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law.
Thank you very much, and you both can keep those and give them a hand. Good job. So again, John 3:16, the classic, the one that many of us know or understand or at least are aware of, God so loved the world. He loves you, he loves me. This is the season of him pouring out his love, where love is shown as God entering into time and space. He comes to set us free from sin. He comes to save us from sin, to forgive us and to give grace into our lives. Again, to bring us about wonder and something wonderful for you and for me, to have a wonderful life in Christ, a life filled with Emmanuel working through you and me. that other passage from the book of Galatians. And notice, it's all the way through. It's not just happens in Matthew, Mark, Luke and John in some way or a different way. There's the predicting of the birth, the foretelling of the birth. The importance of the birth is even in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, where Paul is communicating to those in Galatia. It's important that at a certain time he was born. And it was under the law so that you and I, because of what he did in and through the cross and rising again, may know life and life to its fullness in abundance, a great life, a good life, truly something wonderful. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that you love us. Thank you that you are an incredible God, three in one, one that we understand, but we can never fully comprehend how it all works. So we pray, Lord Jesus, that you would enable us to understand the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and how you want to work in and through us in all those different ways and formats. Lord, we thank you that you love us. We thank you that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when you decided to come and intervene into our sphere to show us love, you came as a baby. And you lived a brilliant, wonderful life as an example. And then you set us free from sin, its consequences, its penalty, that we might live in the power of the Holy Spirit, to live by faith, to have truly something wonderful. And today, Father, if there's people here that are listening to the message, whether it be through those amazing carols, and what great songs, or whether it be through that little kid's drama of the puppets where it shows that God sent his Son. And it was an amazing thing that took place. Angels, shepherds, wise men, two incredible people, Mary and Joseph. All of us involved in one way, sense or another because you're involved. And you showed us your love. Lord, if we don't know that today, then may we just put up our hand in this prayer and say, Lord, I want to know your love. God, I want to know this almighty God that loves me. God, I want to know who you are, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I want to know this God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and wants to work in and through my life. And there are stories and testimonies in your word, but also in the people that I'm sitting next to. Father, may we get serious about our walk with you. And celebrate this amazing Christmas season because your love is shown for us and it is wonderful. In your name, amen.